Midwestern museum known for mid-century design is showcasing somebody who might be the next big art world star.
I got an app that told me when to eat. I got an app that helped me go to sleep.
Tunde Olanoran is a musician, a filmmaker, and an artist who grew up in Flint, Michigan. Their first show just opened at the Cranbrook Art Museum near Detroit. NPR's Netta Ulaby experienced it and has this report.
The show is called Made a Universe, and Tunde Olanoran is a planet of a person, the type other people orbit around. They are an expansive presence in a loose orange tunic and cloud of hair.
This is the first film I've written and directed, really.
Made a Universe is partly a short movie and partly an exhibition of what looks like pieces of the set, artifacts of furniture, old cars, and unpaid bills that combine science fiction and social realism. In the movie, Olanoran also plays the main character.
Tunde is a version of me who is an artist who lives in a Flint-esque place. Like me, is very obsessed with comic books.
Comic books, horror movies, TikTok videos bring subversive urgency to a work dealing with poverty, incarceration, and environmental injustice. Olanoran comes from a working-class family. A grandfather who built cars on Flint's assembly lines, a dad who immigrated from Nigeria, and a labor union mom. She influenced the storyline about a teenage boy named Leon.
Leon?
Leon is based on a person who lived in my neighborhood and robbed us continually. And I think the way my mom raised me was really to think, what is the structure that they're living in that, like, would lead to these kinds of choices?
In the movie, Made a Universe, Leon is abducted. He vanishes through a mysterious portal. In real life, says Olanoran, Leon was killed.
Senseless, it doesn't even begin to describe it. And so what if this person I knew did not have to die the way that they did?
Tunde, the character, searches for Leon in the movie that might remind you a little of Get Out and A Wrinkle in Time. In this science fiction scenario, Leon's been imprisoned by an affectless bureaucrat, not far from the type, perhaps, that allowed Flint's water to be poisoned.
Now, I've been entrusted by the state to steward precious community resources. Someone like Leon, already robbing homes at his age, is a threat to the sanctity of the people.
The filmmaker is not formally trained. Olanoran learned to be an artist two ways, by playing music in bars and by working at Planned Parenthood.
I would teach adults with developmental disabilities about sex ed, where how do you teach someone consent? How do you teach someone like basic anatomy?
All of this turned out to be great training for an artist.
What do you do with people's attention if you get it at all? So what are you doing in their minds?
Something unique and brilliant, says Laura Mott, chief curator of the Cranbrook Art Museum.
I really want Tunde to be like a household name. I really believe they're the one of the most talented people I've ever met in my life.
Mott helped the artist raise $250,000 to make the movie and helped introduce Olanoran to celebrity cellist Yo-Yo Ma. The two collaborated on a recording, and Ma is on the credits of the film. In one scene of Made a Universe, Tunde finds himself in a Billings processing office, a terrible place with a bunch of women from Flint whose poisoned water has been shut off because they cannot pay for it.
I'm just waiting on this check to clear. I swear I'll have the money I owe y'all by Monday.
I wanted these women to represent people that I just would see in Flint.
One woman works behind the desk wearing glasses and a stern expression.
I'm really not supposed to do this, but if you give me a minute...
Then the science fiction kicks in. Suddenly, this woman who was about to help seems taken over by the malign voice of a broken and predatory system.
You must resolve your matters today, or we will come to collect what is ours.
It's terrifying, but then something beautiful happens.
Had me on the shelf, now I've gone bad.
We had a moment, now I'm off that.
Put you first once, now you dead last.
Now you dead last.
Tunde and the women sing. It's more than resistance. It's revolution.
The blinds become bathed in red, and the entire office is bathed in red. And this place that contains all of this rage and anger and frustration and helplessness, you know, our energy is transforming it and pushing against the edges of it.
Watch you.
B The women turn into gothic punk versions of themselves, angry angels in chainmail and bristling wigs. Let's just say in the movie, at least, Leon is saved. Media Universe makes a case for the power of art, but Tunde Alanrian, who grew up in a city that used to be known for working-class collectivity, says that's only a part of their message.
We live together. If we connect, what power does that generate as opposed to separately trying to escape?
Tunde Alanrian's Made a Universe will be on display at the Cranbrook Art Museum near Detroit through September. Other museums are interested in showing it across the country. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.